Welcome back, dear friends, to Numbness Paralysis, the PTSD podcast. I'm your host, Olga Costa. Today, we step into a tender space, the experience of loneliness after trauma. Loneliness can feel like an empty room inside us, silent, echoing, endless. But this silence holds stories. Stories of survival. Stories of longing. Stories that deserve to be heard. So together, gently, we'll explore why loneliness can feel so deep after trauma, what it does to the nervous system, and how healing can slowly weave connection again. Take a slow breath with me. Inhale. And exhale. Let's begin. The shape of loneliness. Loneliness after trauma is not the same as simply being alone. It is the silence of a room filled with echoes of what once was. The warmth that never came, the safety that never arrived, the love that was withheld or taken away. It's not just physical absence. It is emotional absence. The deep ache of knowing others are near, but feeling world apart. For many survivors, loneliness becomes a default state because truth was broken, because connection felt unsafe, because silence once protected us. The science of loneliness. Research shows loneliness isn't just emotional, it is biological. When the brain perceives isolation, the amygdala, the fear center, becomes more active. Stress hormones rise. Sleep is disrupted. The body moves into vigilance, constantly scanning for danger, but never finding rest. Loneliness is a stressed state, and for survivors who already carry hypervigilance, it can feel unbearable. This is why loneliness hurts like hunger, because in the nervous system, connection is survival. Stories of loneliness. One survivor told me, I could be in a room full of people and still feel invisible. It was like I was behind glass, watching life, not part of it. Another said, after trauma, silence was safer. But over time, that silence turned into emptiness. I didn't know how to come back. And another whispered, the hardest part wasn't the trauma itself. It was the loneliness afterward. The sense that no one could ever understand. These are not exaggerations. Loneliness after trauma is real, and it is heavy. Why we withdraw? For many of us, loneliness is not chosen. It is a survival reflex. We withdraw because closeness once meant danger. We isolate because trusting feels like risk and pain. We stay silent because our voices were silenced before. Loneliness protects us from being hurt again, but over time, the very walls that kept us safe also keep us apart. The nervous system says, stay hidden. But the heart whispers, I long to be seen. Gently paths towards connection. Healing from loneliness is not about rushing back into crowds. It is about safe, slow reconnection. Here are some gentler ways. First, begin with yourself. Offer presence to your own body. Place your hand on your chest and say, I am here with you. Second, tiny safe steps. Instead of forcing connection, try micro moments. A smile at a stranger, a short message to a friend, sitting quietly in a cafe, among others. Third, choose depth over breadth. One safe, authentic relationship heals more than 100 shallow ones. Trust is rebuilt one bond at a time. Fourth, name the loneliness. Speak it aloud. I feel lonely. Naming transforms silence into voice. Fifth, allow connection through creativity. Writing, music, art, all ways of being in dialogue with the world, even when words feel impossible. Guided reflection. Let's pause together. Close your eyes if it is safe. Take a slow breath in. And out. Picture the longest room inside you, the one that feels silent, empty, unseen. Now, imagine lighting a small candle in that room. The silence doesn't vanish, but the darkness softens. The room is no longer empty. It has light. You don't need to fill the room today. You only need to know light can enter. Loneliness after trauma is not proof of being unlovable. It is proof that connection was broken. And what was broken can be healed. The silent room inside you is not a prison. It is a space waiting for warmth, for witness, for gently return. Thank you for walking this reflection with me. And as always, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.